At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're on the Fan.
It's time to add some spice to your nooner. Nooner. Funny. This is the place where big-time guests, bold opinions, and little cute doggies come together. This is Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus, the number one rated windows and doors in Columbus.
Ah, yes it is, Rothman and Ice. Welcome in. Happy hump day. Ryan Baker, Devere Posey filling in for the boys. Depot, you said just before we started here, it's been a while for me and you to be together. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. What's up, Bacon? What's up, Columbus? It's great to be with you again 2 days in a row. Thank you, Matty Ice and Rothman, for letting us fill in for you. It's been an honor.
We are getting close to what some may say the summer swoon in the sports world, where there's not a lot going on. The NBA championship has just finished. The Stanley Cup playoffs are wrapping up. But yeah. Just as we say that, it seems like there is a ton going on in the sports world, and we're getting a lot of availability from a lot of people as well.
Well, unfortunately, during this summer, Swan, we have the Olympic solstice. So we get Olympics this summer, though. And I remember when I played, I always was happy about going to training camp when the Olympics were on, because you at least get to watch some sports, and those odd sports, the archeries. And, you know, and water polo and things like that. And, you know, indoor soccer, small 3-on-3, all that stuff, you know, volleyball. Who doesn't like women's beach volleyball?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm excited for that this summer. I hope we do some stuff here with the Fan covering some Olympic stuff. I'll volunteer. I raise my hand. So Fish, think about me because I love the Olympics. So
tag, you're it.
Yeah. No, I'm excited for that, but it is for the major sports, football, basketball, and all we have is baseball, but we got Olympics this year.
I'm glad you just talked about that, because coming up later in the show, we're going to talk about some of that. What are you paying attention to in the sports world this summer when things are going on? So we'll do that. Coming up here at 12:33, we're going to have Brendan Gulick. He's the publisher of Buckeyes Now on to talk a lot of Buckeye stuff. Ryan Day had an availability yesterday. We'll let you hear some of that. We'll get some of Brendan's thoughts on that. Also, some of the stuff that's going on with the Buckeye basketball team right now. A lot of momentum, not just for the football team, but for the basketball team this offseason, and get his thoughts on Bill Mosiello leaving the baseball team as well, too. We'll do some ins and outs at 1:20. It's also a busy time right now for the CBJ, Devere.
Absolutely.
They've got a new GM. Mm-hmm. They're looking for a new coach now. They've got roster decisions. And the NFL draft, or the NHL draft, is coming up next Friday night. So we'll have Dylan Tyer, the radio pre- and post-game host on the Blue Jackets radio network, joining us at 1:33. Buckeye Bulletin at 1:48, a deeper dive. I'm going to talk about some of these quarterback contracts, Devere. Are they getting out of hand? Because it is pretty crazy.
Well, that's
some
inflation.
Some of the money that's being passed around for guys who really haven't done much yet.
Yeah. It's the inflation. You know, I mean, and the crazy thing is that when you really think about it, I had this thought yesterday. T. Higgins is going to get paid more per year than Andre Johnson and Steve Smith, just because of how the cap has been raised, just because of how, you know, pay per position has gone up over the years and through the different CBAs. And it's just the world that we live in, unfortunately, that these guys now in college are seeing a lot of money with NIL, and these guys in the NFL have gotten the market to an astronomical amount for per position.
But T. Higgins is not going to be getting more than Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase,
which is
part of the problem right here now with some of these guys getting more money than some of the best in the league. We'll do some pre-snap reads at 2:20. We'll also wrap up the show telling the truth. But we've got to start off the show, I believe, talking about the passing of another great. We've lost a lot of greats in the sports world here recently, with Bill Walton and then Jerry West last week. And then we get the news yesterday that Willie Mays has passed away.
Bill Russell passed not too long ago, right?
I'll have to look on that. It's been a little while. Yeah,
it's been over a year.
Wow. Yeah, it might have been. We'll look that up and see. Mm-hmm. But Willie Mays, so much for the baseball world he did. And DeVere, I always think it's kind of hard because you and I never saw Willie Mays play.
Yeah. No.
We have no point of reference with what Willie Mays did. Obviously, we've all seen the catch, you know, in the 1954 World Series, mm-hmm. one of the most famous baseball plays of all time. But it's been interesting last night and this morning just hearing some of the guys like a Tim Kirkjian, a Carl Ravitch, a Johnny Bench, a Hank Aaron, talk about how great of a baseball player Willie Mays was, and almost all of them, 2-1, said he's the best they've ever seen.
Yeah, a good quote by Leo Durcher. He said, if somebody came up and hit and batted 450 and stole 100 bases and performed a miracle in the field every day, I still look at you in the eye and say Willie Mays is better. You know, just one of the best all-around players in baseball history, in always in all fashion. My mom loved him growing up. My grandmother was a big Reds fan and baseball fan, always talked about Willie Mays and how great of a player he was. And it's just sad that we're losing a lot of these figures in sports, man, and just entering this different generation. And we just think about in basketball and football, just all the recent retirements, all of like our icons growing up are just kind of leaving. And we're at that age where we kind of got to look at these younger guys and say, hey, these are the next greats. It's just a weird transition, Bake.
It is, and it's one of the crummy things about getting old, but it's also one of the things, though, that as I get older, I understand my dad more when him talking about no one will ever be better than Jim Brown. And I'm like, right. Jim Brown, Barry Sanders is amazing. And now it's like nobody will ever be better than Barry Sanders. And people are like, what about Derrick Henry, you know, and this and that. And it's just funny. But some of the numbers that you go back and look at Willie Mays, they're just staggering. 24 times an all-star, 12 gold gloves. That's the most ever for an outfielder, tied with Roberto Clemente. Sixth all-time in home runs, seventh in runs scored, 12th in RBIs, 13th in hits. And he did all of this while missing almost two full years because of military service. Now, he never served in the Korean War, but he did have to go and was stationed in the Army during that time. I heard Tim Kirkjian, I think it was this morning, saying he thinks Willie Mays, if he did not have to spend those 2 years with military service, he thinks that he would have been the one to pass Babe Ruth home run record first.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just, you think about like a player you got here, you know, Ken Griffey Jr. had 10 golden gloves, and you think about how great of a player he was and just never got to see Willie Mays. It's just, imagine him in the social media area, Bank. Just like how many viral clips he would have.
Well, and he would have loved it too, because a lot of the players back then said he was the first one to really have any kind of swag, so to say.
He
showboated a little bit. Not that he was showboating, he just had a flair to his game that nobody had seen yet.
And especially at that time in baseball, I'm pretty sure he got some balls thrown at his head, like, hey, calm down, man.
I love that you mentioned Ken Griffey Jr., because I was trying to look at the numbers and think of their games and figure out a player in our day, because I think that's the only way we can really do it, is try to get the best comparison.
You know,
like you're selling a house, you got to find the comps in the area. And I feel like Ken Griffey Jr. is probably the one that is the closest. Some of their numbers are pretty similar. Mm-hmm. Hank Aaron, obviously, more at bats, had more games played, had more of a longevity of his career. But 660 homers. Griffey Jr. had 630. Willie Mays, a .301 batting average. Griffey Jr., a .284. Runs scored, just over 2,000 for Willie Mays, just under 1,700 for Griffey Jr. RBIs are almost the same, 1,909 for Willie Mays, 1,836 for Griffey Jr. The stolen base is way on the side of Willie Mays with 339 and 184. But the numbers between those two are very comparable, and we know how great of a center fielder defensively Ken Griffey Jr. was. Obviously, towards the end of his career, he got derailed a little bit with some injuries. But Ken Griffey Jr. is one of the best that I've ever seen do it, Devere.
Yeah.
And everything here says Willie Mays was a better player.
Right. He's better by the numbers, but Ken Griffey obviously had the hype, especially with his dad. And the thing is, like, let's think about the stolen bases stat. And what's so powerful about that? When I played baseball, that's all I wanted to do was get on base and steal a base. And when you look at those numbers, it's just kind of like, I want to average it out for games played. Maybe we can do that in the next segment, but how many games he stole per year, which is, I mean, I just love that about baseball. And it's sort of like a lost art. You know, a lot of people don't do it. De La Cruz, our guy with the red legs, he's all about stealing bases, but it's almost like they don't coach it anymore. It's like taboo. Let's not talk about it.
And it pretty much went away from the game for a long time. Some mm-hmm. of the rules here the last couple years that they've changed to try to reinvigorate some of that into mm-hmm. the baseball. It's something that the Reds and I think the Guardians have both done very well. But only three players ever in the history of baseball, 600 home runs, 300 stolen bases. It's Willie Mays, it's Barry Bonds, and it's Alex Rodriguez. And those are three of the best to ever do it.
Absolutely. I agree with you on that.
Pretty sad, though. You know, 24, I can't believe 24 All-Star games, and it's the second most tied for the second most all-time. Hank Aaron, the one that has the most there. The 12 gold gloves again. He was the Rookie of the Year in 1951. 54 World Series. Won the 54 World Series. Two-time MVP, 54 and 65. Just the Say Hey Kid, definitely one of the best to ever do it. And he started his professional career in the Negro Leagues when he was 16 years old.
Yeah, yeah. And when they started counting those stats, did those stats boost him up in the rankings in the Hall of Fame from the Black Barons during that time? Because I know we recently just started. They just started counting those stats for the Hall of Fame, Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I'm not sure with all of that if those were included or not.
If
with him,
not, that's
if it's
even
not,
crazier.
It would be even more. Yeah. and you mentioned the Black Barons. Unfortunate that he passed, because I believe it's the Giants and the Cardinals are about to play a game there this week in that stadium. MLB has helped them
renovate.
Yeah, renovate it. Basically. Redo it, renovate. And it's the oldest professional baseball stadium in America right now, and MLB has been helping them out. 114 years old wow. is the ballpark, and they're going to be playing there later this week. Tuesday night it's going to be, I believe, they said. So that's pretty crazy that he passes and isn't going to be able to be there. That would have been a spectacle for sure.
Oh, absolutely. But I'm pretty sure they'll honor him and honor his legacy at that game and make sure they do it, especially since he passed away in the Bay Area, you know, yesterday.
So Willie Mays passes at the age of 93. Ryan Day yesterday had a kind of impromptu media availability. We'll let you hear what he had to say next. It's Ryan Baker, Devere Posey, and for the fellas, Rothman and Ice on the Fan.
Common Man has spent the past 18 years telling you how much he hates people. And yes, that probably means you, too. Common Man and T-Bone.
Weekdays at 3.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play, from the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
Whether it's a walk-off granny or a base hit to center field, whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 and older, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus, the number one rated windows and doors in Columbus.
Happy Wednesday. Ryan Baker, Devere Posey, and for the fellas. Devere, it's always nice in the middle of the off season when Ohio State hits you with an impromptu Ryan Day media presser, gives you some things to talk about.
Red
Buckeye
alert.
Football in the offseason.
Ryan's at the mic. Everybody get to the Woody now.
Devere, the Buckeye offseason, yeah. ever since the Missouri game in mm-hmm. the Cotton Bowl, Everything seems to be firing.
What game are you talking about?
Yeah, it's a long time. That was last year. It's in the past.
Well, I don't remember that game. I try to forget.
Everything has just been firing on all cylinders for this Buckeye team since then.
Mm-hmm.
The expectations for this team are just through the roof. And obviously, they understand that over at the Woody as well. And Ryan Day talked about how big those expectations are right now.
The expectations every year are the same. I mean, it's just the truth. When opening press conference, I said you got to beat the team up north and win every game after that. That's just the expectations. And when you come up short, you know, you got to figure out a way to get those things fixed. I think we have done that. But the expectations are the same every year. The pressure is the same every year. I just like the pressure when you got a really good team behind you. So that's what we got right now. And, you know, we know it's going to be a long season. We know what we're working towards. But I will say this about this team. Well, we've been talented. There's been times in the past we've been talented. I don't know since I've been here if we've been this talented and this experienced together with guys that have played a lot of football, fourth and fifth year guys, and that does matter.
It's interesting. We heard Urban Meyer earlier this week and Coach Tressel say this may be the most talented Ohio State team ever. It's different, though, when the current head coach says something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, outside of talent, I think the thing that always trumps talent is experience. And in particular, these guys' experience, Bake, is unique, right? It's unique to any other junior or senior class that's been at Ohio State in over the last two, three decades. Just being in the fact that they have gone to the college playoffs, they have gone through COVID, they have NIL, they have the transfer portal, and they have lost to Michigan all these times. And when you just think about all those experiences and you kind of just put all of that towards this year, it's NFL talent. But when you wrap all of that up as basically adversity and something to stand on and a foundation pushing forward, like, that gives me confidence watching these guys is what they've gone through, right? Like, good or bad, you know, losing guys to the league, guys in the transfer portal, but the guys who stay here and depend on each other and trust each other, they're probably more tight-knit because of the battles that they've gone through that they haven't won than anybody. And I think using all of that stuff this year, it just gives that extra boost of talent because they're playing for something. They're playing for something that really means a lot to this group.
Him using that word experience, and you talked about it as well, I just think was so key because college football has changed so much, even from when you played.
Absolutely.
DeVere, you know, you used to have a group of guys that were together for three or four years, and that's just not the case now.
Yeah, you come in with your class, and you guys, you know, hey, we're going to win national championship, going to go beat Michigan, win Big Tens. And I think this class has uniquely kind of brought that old school mentality back of, hey, we're going to do this together from the start to the finish. And that's what I love about guys like Emeka Buka, Tua Maloa, Jack Sawyer, you know, and Cody Simon, and Fryer, and all these guys that kind of came in around that same time frame. They're locked in together, Denzel Burke, and they have, you know, I don't know if you know, but they got a group text. They got a group text, Jordan Hancock, all those guys, and they communicate, and they have standards. And teams that are policed from the inside, those teams are mostly the most successful.
Yeah, for sure. And we talked about those changes in college football. Ryan Day addressed that and how it's changed the recruiting.
You know, Woody Hayes said it a long time ago, you win with people. Like, that's more prevalent now, maybe even than back then. And I say that because there's so much that goes with today's day and age. You know, there's the portal, like you're saying. There's NIL. There's a lot. So you want to have great people in your program, great coaches, great staff members, but also, you know, the players, you know, the family members. It's all going to fit. And I think it's important that we make sure we're doing that at a high level. And, you know, just say, well, let's go bring in the best players in the country. Like, it doesn't work that way. You have to build a culture and a winning culture. And that's what we're focused on now.
And that's got to be so difficult nowadays when kids are going to the highest bidder. I think it's still important to get guys that want to be Buckeyes.
Yeah. And I think, you know, when you look at Ryan Day's time, and, you know, you think about Harbaugh's comments starting on second base, you think about, has he been allowed the time to build his culture within the new landscape of college football? And you think about the teams that he's had that will establish that. For Urban Meyer, it was 2014. You know, he came here in 12. those guys came in under that first season. They went undefeated, and then they kind of, his culture was established for freshman classes coming in. And that culture kind of lived on, even the way he recruited into Ryan Day's tenure. And so now you think about Ryan Day and his culture being established within this new landscape, right? Like, you got to check all these boxes. Like, how do we do NIL, Bake? Like, how do we do transfer portal? What are our boundaries? What are our guidelines? What are our boundaries? What are our guidelines to NIL? Like, how do we navigate this? How do we navigate this online class world with our workout schedule and our practice schedule? How do we navigate, you know, off time with these new rules? And how do we navigate recruiting with these new rules? And so being able to establish a rhythm, an annual schedule within this new landscape, this year is the first year that he's been able to establish that. No wonder he's had the success in the offseason, because, hey, this is how we do things. We're going to attack it in these guidelines, and we're going to attack it in these boundaries, and we're going to maximize it. And so I think even after this year, I think we're set up for multiple years of success. That's why I believe he won't be on the hot seat. He can stay here as long as he wants to, because you got to give him time to establish his culture in this landscape. And I think this year it's being shown that his culture is just going out to all of these different arms and legs of the college football. And you're just seeing Ohio State do what it always does, just be at the top in everything. And so it's gonna trickle down for years to come. And this class and the way that they play will have a ripple effect into the future.
We talked about how talented this roster is. He did address, though, a couple questions on the offensive side.
You know, we got to square away the quarterback, as you know. I feel like, you know, the offensive line on the right side, we got to solidify that. I feel like we got to build, you know, enough depth at receiver that we feel like we can put in five or six in the game and feel good about it.
He did go on and later talk about Josh Fryer and how he's established on that right side of the line. Yeah. It looks like tackle, but he still didn't rule out the possibility of Josh Fryer maybe playing guard. Obviously, quarterback, you've got to figure out who your starter is. I don't think we can have a competition going into the season like last year. And receiver's the one spot we don't talk about a lot, because there's so much talent in that room, but yeah, there's not a lot of proven talent on the field yet.
That's why I laugh, because it's like when he says establish depth at receiver, you automatically think like, what? Like, there's so much depth there. But the point that you're making, it's not proven depth. It's not a track record. There's not like
not in games.
Not in games. With recruiting stars, absolutely. So there's a bunch of stars to go around. Shoot, Mario would be happy. So it's like, when you have that issue, I don't really think that it's going to be that much. They just kind of got to get in the game and get a rhythm and kind of get those guys going. And I'm excited to see the offensive line this year.
I am too.
I think we'll have a lot better year protecting the quarterback. And then obviously you mix in Chip Kelly and his run protections, getting them out to the second level, and us being a more run focused team. Like, that's the key right there. If he's kind of eerie or leery about our receiver depth, oh, we're running the ball this year.
Yeah. So. I think it'll be interesting as well, especially with so many of these guys having so much experience on the offensive line as well. We will keep the Buckeye Talk going next with Brendan Gulick. He's the publisher of Buckeyes Now. Ryan Baker, Devere Posey, and for the fellas, it's Rothman and Ice on The Fan.
Big voice guy here to remind you that you're listening to The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Okay, thanks. I have three more seconds.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play, from the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
Whether it's a walk-off granny or a base hit to center field, whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 and older, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
No one funks up the work microwave like these two. Fish again? You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
Welcome back in, Rothman and Ice. No Rothman or Ice today. You got Ryan Baker, you got Devere Posey. CB on the other side of the glass. Let's head out now to the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Bring in our good friend Brendan Gulick. He's the publisher of Buckeyes Now. And Brendan, we were just playing some of the sound from Ryan Day's media availability yesterday, and we didn't get into the Caleb Downs possibly playing some running back part yet. We're going to get into that a little later. But what was your biggest takeaways from Ryan Day yesterday?
What's up, guys? Good to be with you. Thanks for having me, and hope your summer's going well. I think the biggest thing was actually something that you guys had touched on last segment there, Ryan's comment about, hey, we've had talented teams before, but the combination this year of having talent and experience is kind of unique to them. It kind of harkened me back to a couple of years ago, and I remember how hard Ryan and company were fighting to have a season that was canceled because of COVID, because he felt like, gosh, this team coming back has it, whatever you want to classify it as. Obviously, Justin Fields was leading that team, and they had all the other pieces that they felt were really, really, critical to try to win a national championship. But coming out of that year, it was like, look, we got a bunch of dudes that we think are really good. We recruited them. They were highly sought after kids all over the country. But man, there's a bunch of guys that like missed the spring practices and then some of, camp and all of these different things. It was going to take them a little while to develop that, that actual depth. And, Ryan talks about a pair and a spare all the time. And now knowing the season could be a little longer if you win a college football playoff championship, you might have to play another game. They want to make sure they've got the depth, and there are a couple of positions for sure that need a little development. But to hear him say, hey, we know we've got the talent again, but we finally feel like we've got a bunch of experience where it's not even like a policing itself kind of thing. It's just guys knowing what to do and taking ownership of their craft and seeing things faster and being able to play faster because of it. That's a scary thing for Ohio State's opponents, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely, BG, DeVere Posey here, man. Thanks for being on. I wanted to ask you, I heard a guy by the name of Chris Henry Jr. was on campus this week. I mean, how
is he good?
Yeah, so how excited are you for him, and what do Buckeye fans really need to know about him? Because I know everybody knows about Jeremiah Smith, but when you're talking about a guy like that with his size and stature, and I mean, he's almost in the same kind of conversation as Jeremiah Smith as being one of the top three, top five players in the country. What did you see from him on campus, and how excited should Buckeye fans be for him?
Well, I will clarify this specifically to say that I did not personally see him this camp, but because I don't want to out anybody that did see him at camp here this week. But I, in kind of learning up on Chris, I mean, this kid, he has it all, and you try really hard not to ride the hype train way too hard, because I think in this era of recruiting, it's really easy to all of a sudden think that, the next guy is just the second coming of whatever. And we often kind of let ourselves go down that path. Luckily, as Buckeye fans, we've been used to seeing a lot of those kinds of things come to fruition. And to your point, I mean, the combination of his size and strength is wildly impressive. The idea of him and Jeremiah potentially being on the field together is probably why you have five quarterbacks in a room going, God, I want the football. he looks like the real deal. He's, like I said, the size, the strength, the ball skills, the athleticism. I love his get off at the line of scrimmage. I love his ability to go high pointed deep ball. He looks really, really good. But you always see guys hit like another stride of development. I mean, think about somebody like Tavian St. Clair. If you look at him 12 months ago and you look at him right now, you almost wonder like, God, is that the same kid? Because you're going to start to see the development really, climb upward as he gets a little bit stronger. It's just going to get better for him. So, yeah, I mean, I'm really, really excited about that kid. And, to the point you guys were making last segment about needing to develop some experience in the wide receiver room, that's a weird thing to think, because that hasn't really been part of our, like, Ohio State vernacular for a while. But the talent is there, and it seems like Chris is a great kid that would fit right into that mold.
That's amazing. Yeah, I wanted to ask you about some basketball team stuff. Well, my question, I know Bake has some basketball questions, but I wanted to ask you, what is this basketball alumni thing that they do. It's so secretive. You only see pictures. You never see video. But D'Angelo Russell was on campus. I saw Diop was here. I saw William Buford was there. That's my guy. I came in with WB. Shannon Scott was in town. Like, what is that? What's going on? Who gets invited? How does it work? I didn't see Conley. I didn't see Evan. I didn't see Jarrett. What is it?
I wish I knew the secret sauce. But I'll tell you this, man. I think, you know, obviously Diebler's got the love and respect of Buckeye Nation and of the state of Ohio. And, you know, when you take over a head coaching job in a stage like this, you have to lean into your alumni base. This is a basketball fan base that is starving for a team that they feel like can win a national championship. You know, Ohio State basketball hasn't been irrelevant. It's not like the team's been terrible. They just haven't achieved at nearly the level that we got used to seeing them play at, with the kind of guys that, you know, were stars that you wanted to get around. And, you know, we've certainly had some guys that have, you know, gone on to the NBA and played well. And obviously Russell's probably right now chief among them. I mean, I realize Conley's had kind of a long career, which is awesome. But I guess the point is I love the fact that, you know, Jake is looking at this saying, hey, I have to make sure that as I'm building this thing and we've got so much fluidity in the roster, they've had five players leave and four players come in. Obviously, Michi comes back, continuing to you know, keep the notable alumni around the program in an era where NIL matters and they want guys to feel connected and they're trying to, you know, have this familial culture. You have to lean into that. So, yeah, I wish I knew what they did behind closed doors. That'd be great. But it seems to be the top secret for sure.
Speaking of the Buckeye basketball team, head coach Jake Diebler going to be live in this studio later tonight for the first half hour of the Buckeye Show. Talking with Brendan Gulick. He's the publisher of Buckeyes Now on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. And just with this basketball team and this football team, both of them, Brendan, it seems like that their off seasons have just been perfect so far, and they've knocked it out of the park. Obviously, none of it matters if we get into the season and it doesn't work the way we think it should or can. But do you ever remember a time where both the Buckeye basketball team and the football team together have this much momentum in the off season?
No, I can't. And to your point, whatever it is, 2 months, like, okay, the off season's over. It's time to actually go win. It's so much fun this time of year to dream and think about what if. It's from a baseball perspective, it's like, you know, spring training is coming and you think your team's going to be really good. Football, you know, the training camp is a few weeks away and you're licking your chops because you know this team has a legitimate chance. I don't want to bring it up because I don't really like thinking about the Missouri game, but like it feels forever ago.
That never happened, Brandon.
You know what? It pretty much never happened. It really didn't.
Stricken from the record.
Yeah. What did we do there in late December?
We were recruiting.
Yeah, you know, I mean, look, there are some pretty tough mental images that come to mind when you think about that game. And, you know, the further we get away from it and the more, you know, it's like, are you balancing are we talking ourselves into getting away from that? Is it just hype and talk, or have we actually made legitimate, substantial progress? And while there certainly is an element of both, I'm really convinced that this team right now today is so much better than the product that we saw on the field in the end of December. So, yeah, I mean, the momentum is crazy. And, you know, I mean, look, I love Ohio State basketball, and I want them to do well. They have to get this thing right, and they got to do it fast. You know, I think the perception from the outside is like, hey, you conduct a national search and decide that the guy that you want to lead the program is already in the building. That raises some eyebrows because there were a lot of people in the building last year that had that same group of players, and it just didn't work, and then all of a sudden it works. it conjures up this image of like, okay, well, if you've got the right guy, then you better get it right fast. And I think Coach Diebler's awesome. He's a great dude, and he was a integral part of this program as an assistant. I'm excited to see what he's going to do as a head coach. I like the fact that he's prioritized bringing in guys through the portal that have NCAA tournament experience, because there's an element of playing Big Ten basketball. You get late in the year and you need guys that just flat out want to win. It's hard to put your finger on what the difference was truly from, you know, the first two thirds of last year to the last couple months of the season. But bringing in guys that have winning experience, I think, really matters. So, yeah, tons and tons of momentum. And gosh, I think, I hope, I pray this is going to be a great year in Columbus.
Yeah, we do the same. Brendan, we love talking Buckeyes with you. Thanks so much for joining us today. And congratulations on the upcoming baby.
Congrats, pretty excited about that. We planned this great, guys. September 14th is the due date, so we're gonna have a little girl right in the heart of football season. Maybe she'll cooperate and be born on the bye week.
She
probably won't, but like, you know, we'll figure it out. Life these days is like we just wake up every day and then we figure it out.
As if falls weren't sleepless enough for you. He is Brennan Golick, the publisher of Buckeyes Now, joining us on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. The Stanley Cup Finals, they advanced to a game 6 last night. They're delaying the sports summer. What are we paying attention to sports-wise this summer? We'll tell you next. Rothman and Ice on the Fan.
If the sound of another man slammed against plexiglass turns you on, you've come to the right place. Proud to be your home for Jackets hockey. The Fan, Ohio Sports Desk.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hitting a hole in one into your ear hole. Ooh. This is Rothman and Ice.
Why picnic when you can Schmidtnic? The Schmitz Cardell Jones Celebrity Softball Game is coming and is presented by Monogram Homes and the U.S. Air Force. Saturday, July 20th, 6:30 p.m. over at Huntington Park. Make sure you are there. The current Ohio State football players taking on the former Ohio State football players. Team Cardell Jones, which is the former players and features our very own Devere Posey.
I'm on that team.
On that squad, taking on Emeka Ibuka and the current players. Tickets are only $10, and they are available right now at BuckeyeCruise.com. Devere, I was there last year, and I had such a fun time watching all you guys and watching the home run derby. Speaking of Emeka, he won that.
Yes,
he beat out all the former and current players. And the softball pro as well. Mm-hmm. It was a blast seeing these guys that you know are such great athletes on the football field take their talents to the softball field. It was such a good time. If you have not been to one of these, you need to go out there and watch it, especially for only $10. Again, BuckeyeCruise.com. Get your tickets. That's a deal for a Saturday night at Huntington Park.
Did you see one of the greatest things happen there last year?
What was that?
They brought the women's softball pitcher.
Oh, yeah, Emily Ruck from
Emily
Ohio
Ruck,
State.
Right, and there were only two guys that got contact on her.
You were one of them.
And Emeka Ibuka.
There you go.
There it is. And I'm coming back.
You know what else you didn't do last year? You did not drop a fly ball.
I didn't really get many.
You didn't get a lot over there in right field.
I'll be out there again. I'm excited for it. I'm bringing the boys this time. I got my glove in the garage. I'm going to have to oil it up, get it right.
There we go. I'm actually bummed because while you guys are playing that night, I will be on a plane flying home from Florida, so I'm not going to be there. But
you're coming back from Florida. What, you taking vacation? Where are you going?
I'm actually taking vacation.
Ryan Baker is taking a day off. Where are you going?
I do it every year, the same week. Every year I make sure that's my week that I can have off.
Where are you going?
Me and a bunch of my friends have a timeshare at a place in Daytona. So okay. We go down to Daytona for the week. And
okay.
It's the only time I like it hot. I don't want to spoil anything for later in the show. But if I can be in the ocean or if I can be in the pool, yeah. I'm okay with the heat that we're having right now.
Absolutely.
But other than that, I'd rather be in here in this cold studio with you.
Amen. Yeah, amen. I'm with you on that.
We talked about the summer, the Stanley Cup Finals last night. Edmonton, they beat Florida 5-3, so we're moving on to a Game 6. Connor McDavid was brilliant. 2 goals, 2 assists. He's got 8 points in the last 2 games, showing why he's the best player on the planet. Game 6 Friday night in Edmonton. We know the NBA Finals are over.
Yep.
We're kind of about to hit our sports summer swoon, unless you're a big baseball guy.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot happening in sports during the summer, but you mentioned something that I didn't even think about this year, which I think is sad because the Olympics used to be appointment viewing.
Yeah.
But the Olympics are this summer.
Absolutely. In Paris, going on in Paris. Bonjour. They're going on from July 24th into August 11th. A few sports that I'm excited about. I always love basketball, of course. Love to see the USA team dominate, but I believe it's going to be a little bit different this year, just being that you got certain guys like Klay Thompson, Buddy Hield, and DeAndre Ayton, some NBA guys, Eric Gordon. They're playing on the Bohemian team this year, Bake. Then you also had a Slovenian team that's going to be strong with Luka. And then you have Jokic's team, and another team that I think is really going to surprise people and I think could really go far is the Canadian team. I mean, they got Jamal Murray. They have SGA. They have Kelly Olynyk. They have Wiggins. They have Dylan Brooks. They have a squad. When you really think that Lou Dort, he's from Montreal. So they have a good team. I'm excited for basketball. Then, you know, the sports that aren't really like, you know, mainstream sports for me, I love archery because I think the ability to aim is like such an underrated sports skill. Like it really is. Because if you think about it, if you can aim normally in our mainstream sports, golfers, kickers, quarterbacks, and great shooters all kind of have that ability, and it all translates. They're all normally good golfers, right? Mm-hmm. Like, because they have that ability to aim. So I appreciate archery.
The skill of it.
The skill of aiming, and I love to see it at its highest display there. And then the ceremonies are the 26th. And then, obviously, diving and swimming, those are super big sports. And for you, beach volleyball.
I mean, who doesn't love some beach volleyball, right? I mean, there's something for everyone in beach volleyball. Yeah. So
you remember Chase Budinger?
Yeah, I see he's there this year.
Yeah, Chase Budinger will be here. Yeah, he played basketball at Arizona. So.
He was the number one men's volleyball player coming out of high school.
Yes.
When he went to Arizona to play basketball.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, and he was a McDonald's All-American. So I'm excited to see him. Dude had bunnies. I think he, if not won the dunk contest that year, but he was like one of the finals at the McDonald's All-American dunk contest too that year in 2006, yes. The year he graduated.
And so. I think wasn't he the MVP over Kevin Durant in
man,
that
he
game?
Might have been, man. Like Chase Budinger was a huge basketball recruit.
That will
huge
be pretty cool recruit. To see him doing that. Seeing a guy that we saw play at the highest level in one sport competing in another. So, you know, the British Open obviously coming up. PGA we don't have in the summer anymore because they moved that into early part of the season. So if you're not a big, I'll be following the Reds because I think they still got a chance in this throughout the summer. And obviously Guardians fans, the Guardians have had a great start to the season so far. I think people in Ohio will be following baseball a little bit. I'll be following the stuff with the Blue Jackets because there's so much going on right now. And we'll talk to Dylan Tyre coming up at 1:33 about some of that. But the Olympics, something to follow this summer.
Absolutely.
If there's nothing else going on. So that should be fun. And I think you said July 26th or June 26th. So that'll be next Wednesday. No, all gets underway.
Well, July 24th. So
July 20th. It's not June, it's July.
Yeah, so we got about 3 to 4 weeks. There's a gap there, but we'll start hearing coverage and start seeing things about it in, you know, the next 2 to 3 weeks. But I don't know what to do during that time. Maybe I should be...
Follow Ellie and the Reds.
I'll watch some baseball. I'm going to be out there swinging my clubs, getting some golfing in.
And you got the British Open right before that starts. So that's good, too. Caleb Downs could we really see him on the offensive side of the ball this year? And do we think it's a good idea? We'll discuss next. Rothman and Ice on the Fan.
A lot has changed in 30 years, but we're still that old shoe that feels worn in and well-loved. And well, we smell a little, but whew, you've accepted that. The Fan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Listening to Rothman and Ice, the number one rated midday show in Columbus.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus, the number one rated windows and doors in Columbus.
Hopefully still the number one rated after today. Hopefully. Don't tank that down for the fellas. Ryan Baker, Devere Posey, and for the boys, CB on the other side of the glass. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday. You heard in the update there, the Reds and the Pirates playing a little day baseball over at PNC Park. The Reds and Pirates scoreless right now in the bottom of the second inning. The Pirates, though, threatening with guys on second and third here with two outs.
So last year I went to a Pirates-Reds game in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. It was the night we played Notre Dame. Do you remember that game?
The Notre Dame game?
Well, it was the night that Ohio State played Notre Dame. The Reds played the Pirates.
Okay.
And it was a like 15 to 13 game. And it was absolutely crazy. Like, I'm talking like five to seven runs were like in one inning. And I was just like, I haven't gone to a baseball game in a very long time. And I'm talking about one of the most exciting sporting events I probably went to last year. Was that game. It was crazy.
It's, yeah. The Reds and Pirates, both teams with very young, exciting players, especially with the pitchers, Jared Jones and Paul Skeens for the Pirates now, and then the Reds with their good young pitching, and then two huge young talented shortstops in Ellie De La Cruz and O'Neill Cruz there for the Pirates as well. I think he's 6'7". He's a big guy.
Yeah, no, he's very tall. Yeah.
CB, you said there's some breaking news on the Buckeye basketball front?
Yeah, some unfortunate news. Just got this release over from Ohio State that Ohio State sophomore guard Tayson Chapman, he suffered a knee injury during summer workouts, and following a successful surgery this week, he will miss the 24-25 season.
Oh, no.
That is a bummer because, CB, correct me if I'm wrong, he is a guy that they were relying on to kind of help out with that outside shooting void that a lot of us feel this team
has.
Yeah,
I think absolutely. But more importantly, I think the guard depth, I think if that was one thing maybe people were worried about, is maybe the guys behind the starters like a Michi Johnson or a Bruce Thornton. Now Chapman out of the picture, you're going to probably have to rely on more of some of those freshmen.
Yeah, it's not great news there for Coach D, but we were just talking about how great this offseason has been for him and this Buckeye basketball team, and this obviously a blow for them, if nothing else, to their depth, Devere.
No, I mean, it's just sad to hear something like that, especially, you know, in the summertime as you're getting prepared and you're really working and getting your body together, and just for somebody to go down like that on a serious knee injury, you know, it's scary. And like CB, like you mentioned, like a freshman guard like Colin White, you know, Ohio Mr. Basketball.
Junie Mobley.
Yes, sir. You know, those guys are going to be called upon and relied upon a lot earlier than expected.
Yeah, so that's a bummer.
Well, also, real quick, it could change the direction they go with their final roster spot, because they did have an opening. And the thought was that they were going to go more towards a big for that. Now they may have to rely more on Austin Parks in the front court and maybe direct that roster spot to maybe another guard.
A nice shooter.
Very possible. And with that, even who is still available in the transfer portal, is it going to be somebody that can step in and fill that role for the Buckeyes?
That's a great point. There's a lot to be seen, and there's still a lot of time to decide on that, but it's not a great thing to happen.
CB, is Jake Glokey in a portal still? He got a gray shirt gear.
I'm sorry, who?
Jake Glokey, the guy from
Jack Glokey?
Yeah,
no,
Glokey.
From Oakland. I believe he is on his way to the pros potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, so not great news there for Coach Diebler. And something that he can talk about when he's in studio with Timmy and Tyvus tonight for the Buckeye Show from 6 to 6:30. We talked about and let you heard some sound from Ryan Day earlier today as he had a media availability yesterday. What we didn't get to, though, Devere, was maybe the thing that was most talked about from that availability where Ryan Day said that we could possibly see Caleb Downs at running back this year.
You know, started having conversations with Caleb Downs. That was part of the recruiting process of possibly, you know, doing a little bit of running back as well. It's something that he wanted to do. So we've been having him in some of the meetings and some of the individual drills as a possibility there if, you know, needed so down the road to continue to build depth at that position. But, you know, I think, you know, we feel like, you know, if you have, you know, four strong running backs going into it, then, you know, that's going to be enough to carry the season. I do think that the quarterbacks will run the ball more this season, so that should take some carries away from them.
Now, Devere, I am a guy that I love the Chris Gambles that played both sides of the ball. Absolutely. When we see a guy play on both sides of the ball. Last year, we
Travis
saw
Hunters.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Devin Hester back in the day. Yeah. Last year, we saw Caden McDonald line up as like a fullback in an Ohio State jumbo package, switching from the defensive side into that offensive backfield. I'm a guy who usually loves to see this, but is this a good idea with Caleb Downs?
Well, I got a lot of family in Georgia. One of my own cousins, my uncle's son, he lives really close to Westlake High School, and then I know some people from Gwinnett County. When you talk about Caleb Downs and the player that he was coming out of Georgia, I mean, you're talking about the top 10 national guy overall, number one safety prospect, one defensive player of the year by USA Today. By all means, he was one of those high school players that was an athlete that when he got to Alabama, obviously they had recruited him as safety, but on his high school film, he played all positions, you know, and he could do it all.
And he returned punts last year for
and
Bama as well.
He returned punts. He's one of those guys that has that gear, that has that feel for football. I mean, even his pedigree, I mean, he's the nephew of Dre Bly, who played at North Carolina and played in the NFL for a long time. So he's a football guy, football comes from a football family. And when you talk about pedigree and just knowing the game, when you get the ball in a guy's hands like that, he can do special things and electric things. Now, I don't know if I think he's a running back, and I know it might have been part of the recruiting pitch to say, hey, yeah, you could, man, hey, listen, come on, hey, listen, man, I don't even care, you can play running back. So maybe you got to cash in on that contract, you know, clause. But at the same time, what I'm excited for, and to answer your question, I don't know if it's a good idea. Maybe, but what I know is a good idea is let this guy return kicks and punts.
And I agree with that. Yeah. That was one of the things that excited me when Ohio State got him is, hey, let's put him in the return game. I wish Emeka was still back there all the time returning punts and kicks, because I feel like every time Emeka was back there, we were on the edge of our seat because it was one shoestring tackle away from him taking it to the house every time. Here's where I think this may not be a great idea, though. If there's one position on the defense where Ohio State isn't super deep, it's that safety position.
Yeah.
And if he goes down, chances are you're going to see Sonny Styles move back there again, I would guess. I don't know this for sure, but I would guess.
Even though
Bonsu and McLean, they're younger, we saw them and their potential in the spring game. But then to fix the safety spot, then you've weakened the linebacker spot again and the depth at linebacker. So the dominoes here with this may not be the greatest thing as far as the depth that Ohio State has, at least at those two positions on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah. I mean, but when we're talking about Caleb Downs, I'll be honest, babe. You know, we were talking about comps. His comp to me are guys like Patrick Peterson, Tyrann Mathieu, the college version of those players. You know, those DBs that can go back there and return kicks, cover anybody on the field, make big plays, you know, physicality in a run game. Like, I just believe he's that, like, he plays on his tippy toes, really front loaded. Eric Berry, like, he's that type of player. And I just believe, like, he's, we haven't seen a guy like that, like a SEC DB up here before in Ohio State. And so I just think he has that ability to do it all.
There's no doubt he has the ability, but is he too important to this Ohio State defense to possibly lose him playing the running back position? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, if he goes out there against Akron and he goes down with a knee injury, that changes things a lot. Now, I get that could happen on any play,
whatever. Happen anytime. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm still think he should be back there returning kicks, but I think running back is just a whole different beast, and I don't know if the risk is worth the reward.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I would stay away from running back, but I'm all for kickoff return, punt return, and then just due to the fact that we haven't had one as fans to celebrate since 2014. You know, we haven't had one in this decade. I want to get excited about a kickoff return. Honestly, if wherever I'm at, if I'm at home, if I'm on campus, if I'm at the game, I guarantee if we return a kick, I'm grabbing my drink and I'm just throwing it as hard as I can. I'm going to be so excited. Like, I'm just throwing a drink if we return a kick, and I promise that.
And if there was one thing that I could criticize, I feel like Ohio State, at least to me, on this offseason, was they didn't get another running back for depth.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought they needed to get another one, because as good as James Peoples and Sam Williams-Dixon looked in the spring game, they're still just freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
And relying on them, a lot of times, is tough. We've seen a lot of freshman running backs come in and do good and do great things. But relying on a freshman, though, you just never know. It's kind of like we talked about with this wide receiver room.
Yeah,
the talent is there, but we just haven't seen the production on the field yet from these guys.
Within the depth category.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, again, listen, this is awesome, and if we see it, I'm sure we're going to see great things from Caleb Downs. But again, I'm just not so sure the risk is worth the reward, but it'll be electric if we do see it from him, I am sure. We'll get to some ins and outs next. It's Rothman and Ice on The Fan.
There's nothing Bo Bishop can't do well, except find competent co-hosts. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rothman and Ice present In or Out.
Just a little of the old In and Out.
Ryan Baker, DeBeer Posey, in for the boys today. It is Rothman and Ice, and CB has cooked up some ins and outs for us, DeBeer.
Absolutely. Let's start with number one. A lot of discussion at the beginning of the Cavaliers offseason about making some changes to the roster, possibly some trades involved, but it sounds like not so fast. Trades, maybe not on the table. Maybe they will keep the core four, is what they're being called. My question to you is, are you in or out on the Cavaliers running it back with that core four?
I'm in on it. I think this group needs another year. I think they need a healthy year. I think they need an offseason together. And I think they need to start off hot, because at the same time, I think out of all the series versus the Celtics, they gave the Celtics the most problems.
Yes, they did.
So I'm in on that core.
I would love to be in. I wish that they would, but I just don't think it's going to happen. I have a feeling it seems like there's a lot of momentum now that Donovan Mitchell will be staying. And if he does, I think that means Darius Garland is heading elsewhere. I just don't think all four of those core four will be back next year.
All right, number two, Terry McLaurin, he hit the 1,000-yard mark for the fourth straight year last year. He did only do it by 2 total yards, 1,002. Will he continue it this year to make it a fifth straight year? So in or out on Terry McLaurin clearing the 1,000-yard mark for a fifth straight season?
I think the track record here says yeah, and it's not like Terry McLaurin has done this with great quarterback play. So if Jaden Daniels is the starter, or whoever, who is their backup, CB? It's not did Brissett, is it still Brissett or did he leave?
No, so it's a combination now of Jaden Daniels being there, and then that, they just brought in Marcus Mariota.
Okay, so whether it's Mariota or Daniels, which I think it's going to be Daniels, I don't think it matters because he was doing it with Sam Howell and whoever else the Redskins or the Commanders had back there. So I think he does. I think he gets his fifth straight year.
I saw Terry McLaurin on Monday at a golf event, CB, and you know, guys, he just looked fast. He had his golf pants tucked in his shirt. His hips were all high. I'm like, man, this dude looks fast. So with Jaden Daniels and what he did with Malik Nabers and his counterpart last year, I'll take Terry McLaurin for 1,200 this year, CB.
I like it. He upped the ante.
Yes, sir.
All right, credit to, it looks like it's a Brennan Moss Holder over on X. He's a high school football coach in the state of Idaho, but he's currently up in Bozeman at Montana State running a little kid's summer football camp. But it doesn't seem like it's summer there. His video that he took of the camp, there were snow flurries in the background in Montana on June 17th. My question to you is, are you in or out on choosing these current temperatures we're having in Columbus over the weather they're having in Bozeman, Montana right now?
I'm in on Columbus weather by all means. I do not want to experience snow in June. Are you serious?
So I didn't even know this was happening up in Montana right now.
Yeah.
Until I saw CB put this in the show sheet today. So I started looking into this. First of all, there are winter storm warnings right now in Montana. Devere, how can we call this a winter storm? It's not winter. Now, I know we're used to snow in the winter, but this is the summer. There's no winter storm right now. How is this possible, Devere, that we can call this a winter storm?
This is crazy. The headline I'm reading is Montana sees snow amid summer heat waves everywhere else. It's crazy.
I'm not going to lie, and we've talked about this in the break and a little bit on the show already. I was built for San Diego. I was not built for Texas. I absolutely despise this weather we're having right now. Mm-hmm. It is way too hot. I do not want to be outside right now unless I am in a pool or water. We mentioned I'm going to Florida here in a month. The only way that is feasible for me is there is a pool, and there is the world's largest pool just beyond the pool there, and I am in the water all day long because I do not want to be out. I don't have to mow grass, luckily, at my condo. Somebody else does that. I could not imagine being outside mowing grass in this heat right now. My dad wanted to golf this week. I told him not unless it's at 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm out. I don't want it. And listen, I've always been, if it's going to snow, I want it to snow enough that we can make money or we can have fun in it. I'm okay with the snowstorm. I can go sledding. I can shovel it and make some money. So I'm good with that. So give me the snowstorm.
Well, I was going to say, let's test your limits on that. Would you rather be in these current conditions where it's 90 plus every single day, or where it's 0 degrees and it's snowing slash blizzard outside all the time?
Man, the 0 degrees is tough.
I'm cool. I'm fine.
The 0 degrees is tough. At least with this, I can be inside in the air conditioning. So I think I would take this over the 0 degrees, but I don't like this.
Oh, hey.
All right, next up, it looks like the Bills are still a slight favorite to win the AFC East over the Jets and the Dolphins. My question to you is, are you in or out on those Bills? Do you think they should be the lead betting favorite for the AFC East?
But to be the man, you gotta beat the man.
And the Bills and Josh Allen are still the man in the NFC East. I don't believe in the Jets. I know they've got Aaron Rodgers, but this isn't prime Aaron Rodgers. I think this Jets roster is way overrated. I actually like the Dolphins, and I think the Dolphins are good, but they don't play a lot of defense.
Yeah.
I still think the Bills are the top dog in the NFC East.
Yeah, I'm out on the Bills. I love Josh Allen. I think he can play. I get it. But this team has just let the city of Buffalo down time in and time out, and I got to be out.
All right, number five. I saw a CBS Sports list of the potential landing spots for a trade for Brandon Ayuk. They listed the Chargers. Are you in or out on Brandon Ayuk fitting the Chargers?
I am in on that. Justin Herbert needs a veteran wide receiver to replace Keenan Allen, somebody he can trust that can win in one-on-one situations. Obviously, you got Harbaugh there, and they are, you know, building some momentum as an organization. And with a guy like Herbert, I think Brandon Ayuk would have more production, right? I mean, you get him away, he gets more targets. He somewhat becomes one of the main guys there. I am in on Brandon Ayuk going down Highway 1.
So I'm not the biggest Ayuk fan. I think his highs are super high, but I think his lows are also pretty low. But I think the Chargers are about as good a spot as anywhere for him, especially with Harbaugh coming in, and they could use some of his athletic ability and his flexibility in a Harbaugh-type offense. Quentin Johnson had a lot of issues with dropped passes last year as a rookie. Their other starting receiver right now is Ladd McConkey, who is a rookie, and you just never know with rookies coming in how it's going to translate. So I think Ayuk, the Chargers, is about as good as anywhere.
That's a great fit, yeah.
All right, the final question is also from a CBS Sports list. It looks like the Patriots are listed as the worst team heading into this season. Are you in or out on that?
The Patriots are going to be bad this year, I think, and they're probably going to be really bad. But I'm out on this because I still think the Panthers are the worst team in the NFL. I don't see anybody topping the Panthers as far as being the worst team. So I'm going to be out on the Patriots.
And the only other team I could possibly say is New York or New Orleans. But I think I want to believe in Bryce Young's second year. So I'm in on the Patriots. I don't think Drake May will translate immediately. So I'm going to go with I'm in on this.
And those are your ins and outs for this Wednesday. Mandeveer, there is a lot going on with the CBJ right now. We've got a new GM at the helm. We're going to have our fifth coach in the past 3 years, if you want to count the Mike Babcock debacle coming up with Pascal Vincent getting fired. There's all kinds of questions with the roster, who's going to stay, who's going to go. And on top of that, the NHL draft comes up next Friday, and the Blue Jackets have the fourth pick in that. Dylan Tyer, the pre- and post-game host on the Blue Jackets Radio Network, will join us next. Ryan Baker, Devier Posey, and for the fellas, it's Rothman and Ice on the Fan.
All the 10 TV people come over to our side of the building to take a deuce. That should tell you something about how we operate. The Fan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Both of these guys wear baseball hats every day, and it's because their hair is sewn into them. You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
Yes, y'all, Ryan Baker, Devier Posey, though, in for the guys. Devier, you've been here all week with Maddie.
Yeah, man, I've been working all week, man. And I'm excited about it. I wake up every day, and I'm like, do I got the Fan today? And guess what? I got it three times this week. Well, four on Sunday.
There we go. That's good for you, getting those reps in, just like back in the day over there at Ohio State. It has been a busy offseason for the Columbus Blue Jackets so far, and that is only going to pick up for them as the draft week is upon us just about, and also a coaching change happening. So we'll be joined now on the Brian Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline by the radio pre and post game host on the Blue Jackets Radio Network, Dylan Tyer. And Dylan, before we get into any Blue Jackets stuff, you were at Pinehurst number 2 last weekend for the U.S. Open. I got to ask you, how was that?
Yeah, Ryan, thanks for having me. It was amazing. The USGA certainly knows how to put on a golf tournament. Everything at Pinehurst was first class. The course itself was absolutely unbelievable. And I don't really think you could ask for any more theater or any more drama on Sunday. It was absolutely insane following first Rory McIlroy, and then we switched over to follow Bryson DeChambeau. And the way the course is set up, specifically on the back nine, you know, all those holes, the greens and tee boxes are so close to each other that you could always have an idea of going on, whether you were a patron or a golfer there. So that added to the drama. And then they also handed out some ear radios at the beginning of the day. So if you weren't able to be right there at a green or at a tee box by listening to that radio, you always knew what was going on around the course, which really added to it. It was unreal, and I hope to go back someday.
That's pretty cool. Hopefully Bryson brought the trophy by so you could touch it. Let's get into some Jackets news here. I don't think it's a surprise to anyone that Pascal Vincent was let go with Don Waddell coming in as the new GM. But are you surprised at how quickly that happened?
No, not necessarily, because you're getting to the point of the offseason that, you know, things are going to really start to happen, and it kicks off with the draft in just over a week. The first round is next Friday on June 28th, and then they'll do rounds 2 through 7 on Saturday. And then after that, everybody will come back to Columbus, and free agency opens on July 1st. That's when you could see some changes to the roster. Of course, trades could be happening. There was already a trade in the NHL earlier today with Jacob Markstrom going from Calgary to the New Jersey Devils. So this is when business starts to be done, specifically around the draft. And with that in mind, you obviously want to know where you're going with the coach, the guy in charge of the team, right? That's part of that business. So you think about the timeline in which all of this happened. Don Waddell joined the Blue Jackets a couple of weeks ago, took some time to, you know, get to know Pascal Vincent. He's talked about that himself at length and decided that he wanted to go in a new direction with the team and kind of start fresh. And we'll see where that goes. I think the overwhelming sentiment is that the Blue Jackets want to find somebody that has experience as an NHL head coach, and I'm very sure that they will. And, you know, Don Waddell, if there's one thing about him, I really do believe that he's a guy who's confident in himself, and he's confident that he knows what he's doing. I'm confident that he knows what he's doing, very obviously, because he's been around the block in this league. So he's got some guys in mind, and he's, I think, already said today in a couple of different pieces, whether you're reading Brian Hedger or Aaron Portsline, who got the first couple of interviews with him, that he's starting off the process getting some intel on some names he likes.
Man, I love it. So in football, I always talk about, you know, each president gets two GMs and each GM gets two head coaches. And that's sort of how you can pinpoint which direction the head coach is going to go in terms of drafting a quarterback or, you know, or getting a quarterback in free agency. And I'm seeing that theory kind of translate as far as in the front office to hockey as well, getting Don Waddell in there and him saying, hey, I want to go right after that GM immediately. I just think that's very interesting. And I believe, you know, you kind of spoke on that, but I wanted to ask you about the player sentiment and just getting these guys to a place to where they're stable, right? You think about Ryan Day and just sort of being able to implement his culture and implement, you know, his guys on the field that he recruited. And for all of these guys in the locker room, they've experienced a numerous amount of change. How can you get those guys going in the right direction, on the right ship with this new management and this new leadership coming in this next season?
Yeah, I think the number one, that's a great question, first of all. And I think the number one thing is that players want to be held accountable. You know, they've made that clear in the past, and I think they've made it clear again that, you know, they just want to be held accountable as a group. And that starts with a culture in an organization. And I think that's a buzzword, and you obviously know about it from your time as an athlete. But it starts from the top, I think, in setting that tone for what the organization is going to be like as far as it goes with, you know, no nonsense, accountability, that sort of thing. And John Tortorella, when he was the head coach of the Blue Jackets, obviously tremendous experience in the league. And that's where that culture came from. Don Waddell now comes in with tremendous experience around the NHL, and he wants to find somebody that's going to match that. And then players respond to that. I mean, you see that in the most successful franchises in the National Hockey League. Look at what's going on right now in the Stanley Cup Final. You have Paul Maurice. He's the man in charge of the Florida Panthers. He's been around the NHL for a very long time. He's very charismatic, and I think people respond to that. On the other side of things, Edmonton had a coaching change this season. but things have gone very well since then with Knobloch coming over there. So, I mean, there's a lot of examples you can see in the league. Look at the Tampa Bay Lightning or the Colorado Avalanche, who have recently won Stanley Cups. Their coach has been there for a long time, and that's because the players respond to a guy like that. I just think continuity is such an important thing in sports, and specifically with the Blue Jackets right now, where, yes, they have had so much turnover, whether it's management, whether it's coaches, even the roster's turned over in recent memory. So the more time that these guys can spend together and, you know, kind of believe in that same message and get behind that same message, I think that's what's going to lead to success, is just that continuity, that comfortability. And when you have that, everybody's pulling on the same rope, right? And I think that eventually leads to success. So that's what the Blue Jackets are trying to move toward right now. And this is a big offseason in terms of doing exactly that.
Speaking with the pre- and post-game host on the Blue Jackets Radio Network, Dylan Tyer on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Dylan, you mentioned the NHL draft. Next Friday night is the first round. Then Saturday we'll have rounds 2 through 7. You are part of the CBJ draft show that we're going to have right here Friday night on the Fan. One, tell us a little bit about the draft show. And then two, do you think the CBJ make that pick at number 4?
All right. So the draft show, it's going to start at 7 o'clock next Friday. It'll be me, Bob McElligott, and Jody Shelley, who I know everybody is familiar with listening right now. It's a big Blue Jackets fan. And we're going to bring you all the action live from the Sphere in Las Vegas. You know, there'll be a TV broadcast. We'll have the audio broadcast with the Blue Jackets slant. We'll carry the picks. We'll have some interviews, whether it's with Blue Jackets management, the player they pick themselves, and potentially even people around the NHL. So we're going to have everything you need to know about the guy that gets picked by the Blue Jackets at 4th overall as soon as it happens. So if you're wondering about the guy and you're not quite sure where to go, you can tune in to 97.1 The Fan at 7 o'clock and we'll tell you everything you need to know. In my opinion, I think the Blue Jackets will make the pick at number 4. It's just such a valuable spot to be picking. And there is lots of talent at the top of this year's draft, both in the forward group and on the blue line with defensemen. So I am very, very eager to see which direction the Blue Jackets go, because there are a couple dominoes that need to fall in front of them. And I think that'll determine where the Blue Jackets go with the 4th overall pick.
Well, if they do make the 4th overall pick, I know there's plenty of guys. This is a deep defenseman draft, a couple centers as well, so they should be getting a quality player at number 4. Dylan, thanks so much for joining us today, and we look forward to hearing you on the CBJ Draft Show coverage next Friday night.
All right, guys, I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Have a good one, Dylan.
He's the pre- and post-game host on the Blue Jackets Radio Network, Dylan Tyer, joining us on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. A busy and important time right now for this Blue Jackets franchise in Devere. I'm just jealous he was at Pinehurst last week for the U.S. Open.
That sounded like a great time. They gave out ear radios. What, did they have been doing that for a long time? Is that like a traditional thing?
I have no
That's
clue,
cool.
But yeah. I just know that would have been awesome, especially seeing Bryson run around with that trophy till all hours of the night afterwards there at Pinehurst. That would have been pretty cool to get your hands on the U.S. Open trophy.
Wow, that's amazing.
Pretty cool, and pretty cool stuff from Dylan there. And again, exciting time for the Blue Jackets franchise next Friday night, the draft show right here on The Fan. A former Buckeye is back in the NFL. We'll tell you who next with the Buckeye Bulletin. It's Rothman and Ice on The Fan.
The Big Nine was a sad, incomplete place. Enter Ohio State. The rest is history. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
The Fan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play, from the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
Whether it's a walk-off granny or a base hit to center field, whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 and older, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rothman and Ice present Buckeye Bulletin.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
All right, time for a little Buckeye Bulletin. In case you missed it just a little bit ago, this news coming down in the last hour. Tayson Chapman, sophomore guard on the Buckeye basketball team, will miss the season with an ACL injury. We know his freshman year was hampered last year by injuries. He had a meniscus injury in the same knee where this ACL is now that required a surgical procedure leading into his freshman year. He got back from that and in the lineup, and then he suffered a concussion that caused him to miss time. So I'm sure not only a physically grueling freshman year at Ohio State for him, but also one that took a toll on his mentality, his mental game as well. And now he has to deal with this. Chapman was a four-star, the number 33 prospect in his class, according to 24/7 Sports. And we just hope that he's able to bounce back from this. He was a guy that I think Coach Diebler was really relying on this year, especially a guy to hit some shots from the outside.
Yeah, that weighs on your mental. Just trying to get out of the gate as a freshman, obviously in the basketball world where starting early and starting fast means so much to these guys as young players to build that momentum towards getting to their goal of being in the NBA. Unfortunately, it's just going to be derailed a little bit, and he's going to have to get healthy. But the best part about it is he gets to work on his mental game. He gets to support his teammates, and he has to just take some type of positivity out of this situation, become a smarter basketball player, get those mental reps. And I'm praying that he has a healthy rehab and bounces back and has a big, and I hope they redshirt him, you know, and has a big, you know, redshirt sophomore year next year.
I'm sure that they definitely will that. And as CB mentioned earlier, this is a Buckeye basketball team that still had one roster spot available. Do they now, and it kind of seemed like it was going to go the route of a big, do they now reconsider that and maybe grab a guard out of the transfer portal of what's left in the transfer portal?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I love that idea. I mean, CB brought up a great point there. And just being able to add that outside shooting, you need that knockdown three-point player. That would be huge for the guards that we have, you know, this year to get that consistent three-point shooter.
Yeah, so hopefully he's able to return from this and get back to the potential that he had coming in here as that four-star. Hard to believe, but it's been 5 years, DeVere, since Garyon Conley has played for an NFL team. That's going to come to an end, though, as he has signed a deal with the Dallas Cowboys. I did not realize this, DeVere, until I heard this last night, Tyvus and Timmy talking about this on the Buckeye Show, but he had that ankle injury.
A nerve injury.
Yeah, and it was misdiagnosed, and he had a surgery that didn't even fix the injury, Tyvus said, and then he had to go in and have another surgery that finally got the injury fixed. Man, what a frustrating time if you're Garyon Conley. But, man, he has put in the work going through the UFL route this year, and now he's back with the Dallas Cowboys.
I mean, hats off to Garyon Conley. First off, he wears number 8, so I got a lot of love for this dude in the number 8, you know, family. But you talk about a story of perseverance. You talk about somebody who loves a game and fights through injury and gets back to his ultimate goal. I mean, 2019, this is before COVID, was his last time playing. He gets put on PUP list. Like you said, he had a misdiagnosed nerve injury in his ankle. You go through that rehab, which probably took about a little under a year. Then you have to have another surgery, and you go through that rehab. And then you need, they say, I'm not a medical expert, but anytime you have surgery, like the muscular dystrophy that happens for 2 weeks is equivalent to 2 months because you're not putting weight on it. So if you're out for 2 weeks, non-weight bearing, Baker, it's equivalent for 2 months lost of weight training. So you think about it taking him almost 2 years to build that strength back, and to build it back at a professional semi-pro level to be able to go out there in the DC Defenders and then play at a high caliber level enough to say, hey, the Dallas Cowboys are interested in me. I saw an interview with Garyon Conley from this past season with the UFL. He said, I haven't had this much fun in a very long time. When is fun again? When you're healthy and you're playing a game you love, going through everything you went through. These are the type of stories that I love. These are the type of stories that people should get behind and people should support, because for a first round pick to not make it to that second contract and to kind of have to go through the adversity he's gone through, he has a true testimony getting back to this point, and I hope he has some major snaps this season. I really do.
He's a guy that was a first-round pick of the then Oakland Raiders, so you know he's got the talent. He was dealt to Houston before the 2019 season. That's where he really kind of broke out. He had 50 tackles, 13 pass breakups, and a pick that year. Then he had the ankle injury, and the Texans declined his option, and he's just been out of football since then until he got on with the UFL's DC Defenders this year. He played in 7 games with them, recorded 25 tackles, had 2 picks and 5 pass breakups. That caught the Cowboys' attention, and good for Gary, and rooting for him hard this year, not just because he wears number 8.
Man, yeah, I love it. And I'm just happy that, you know, this UFL stuff is working out, right? That you're seeing guys in these leagues make it to the NFL. Like, you know, you're seeing guys in these leagues, because that's ultimately their goal, is it, whatever they had in the NFL, or if they didn't get an opportunity in the NFL, I want to make it to the highest level, and I want to play and compete in the league. And for him to have a story like this coming back from injury gives a lot of motivation to guys playing at that level.
Devere, you brought this up earlier when we were talking to Brendan Gulick, but pretty cool that the Buckeye Hoopsters, they've brought in some old Buckeye Hoopers in for some scrimmages and practices this week. Yeah. D'Angelo Russell, E.J. Liddell, Andre Wesson, Jayshon Tate, Bryce Sensabaugh, Sam Thompson, Shannon Scott, William Buford, and Ron Lewis have all been working with the Buckeyes this week, getting them ready for the upcoming season. Just another thing that Jake Diebler has done that shows that he just gets it. And I love seeing this with the Buckeye basketball team, because we know for years this has happened over at the Woody with the football players. It's awesome to see it happen with the basketball team, too.
You know, I don't know what goes on, guys. I'll be honest. And I know a lot of guys that are on that basketball program. But in my mind, what I think happens at this event is that the older players work out with the younger players. And I think they play the younger players. And it makes me think, you know, well, why don't we do this with football? Do you think it could be a group in the NFL that could come back and play 7-on-7 and work out with the guys? And how cool would that be if that ever worked out on the football side of it?
That'd be awesome. We'd have to make sure some waivers were signed, though.
But absolutely. Some waivers would have to be signed, and it would be non-contact. But just to have a pro that went through what you went through as a Buckeye come back and just tell, hey, man, this is what this is like. This is how you can work on this part of your game. How about you do these drills? It's just awesome. And that Diebler facilitates all of that, and he's open to it.
But just, like, taking it a perspective from the guys that work here at the Fan, I know how close you are to the Buckeye football program. Mm-hmm. We know how close Tyvus is. We know how often Bobby is over at the Woody and all of that. It's just cool to see, because we don't hear about this with the basketball guys very often, even though I'm sure they're still around the program and whatnot. It's just awesome to actually hear about it and know what's going on.
Yeah, and for the guys there, right, to see someone in the league come back, it's just like it creates that brotherhood, it creates that relationship, and it just makes for a stronger program when you can have those relationships. Football's a little bit tougher because it's a lot of guys in a lot of directions from a lot of parts of the country playing in different places, but I love this for our basketball program, and it's really cool to see.
I also think it's really cool to get the perspective of a D'Angelo Russell, who was a star in the number 2 pick in the draft, and then a guy like Jayshon Tate, who was undrafted, had to go overseas for a couple years, and has really carved out a nice niche for him in the league, so the guys get to see all the different perspectives as well. That is your Buckeye Bulletin for today. Devere, are quarterback contracts getting out of control? We'll take a deeper dive next. Ryan Baker, Devere Posey, and for the fellas, it's Rothman and Ice on the Fan.
Head to 971thefan.com to listen on demand and subscribe to all our podcasts. Wasting time has never been easier. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Most shows just skim the surface, but Rothman and Ice feel like the biggest story of the day deserves a closer look. It's time for A Deeper Dive.
Sponsored by Maxima Concrete. Visit MaximaConcrete.com today to schedule your free estimate.
Final hour, Rothman and Ice on this Wednesday. Ryan Baker and Devere Posey in with CB today for the fellas. Glad to have you along with us. It's time for a deeper dive. And Devere, I'm going to give you quarterback A, B, and C here with some of their numbers. And we'll discuss quarterback contracts after. Quarterback A has a passer. This is through their first 40 career starts. Quarterback A has a passer rating of 84.6 with 44 touchdowns, 28 interceptions, a 63.5 completion percentage, and 6.6 yards per attempt. Quarterback B has an 86.9 passer rating, 46 touchdowns, 33 interceptions, a 66.1% completion percentage, 6.8 yards per attempt. Quarterback C, 84.2 passer rating, 48 touchdowns, 31 interceptions, a 62.8% completion percentage, and 6.6 yards per attempt. Quarterback A is Trevor Lawrence.
Hold on.
Quarterback B
is Dak Prescott.
Is his backup, Mac Jones.
Okay.
And quarterback C is Daniel Jones. Now, those numbers aren't far off.
Yeah.
One is getting a $275 million 5-year contract. Daniel Jones signed a 4-year $160 million contract, and we know how crucified the Giants got for that. And Mac Jones just signed a 4-year $15.6 million contract. Now, I'm not saying Mac Jones is Trevor Lawrence or is ever going to be. But why did you have to give Trevor Lawrence so much money right now?
Oh, man. The thing with Trevor Lawrence is you got to give him the benefit of the doubt because he has gone through two head coaches, right? He's gone through two head coaches, right?
He has. Yeah. But my look there was because Mac Jones has gone through, I think, the worst of the Patriots franchise in his years there as quarterback. And he didn't have nearly, I believe, the talent offensively that Trevor Lawrence has had.
Okay, and that's combined for 4 years, those
ABs? Their first 40 starts. So I think Trevor Lawrence is at 50 now, and Mac Jones is at 42 career starts, I believe.
Okay, give me one second here. Because it brings up a point to me that, comp. Dak Prescott is a comp for these guys to me.
You know, okay.
You're talking about a guy, he's under 70% for his QBR of his first 3 years. You know, first 4 years, he's under 80% for that time on his QBR. His TDs are probably a little bit higher. Playoff wins aren't that much higher. I think that's the category that these guys kind of fall in. And when you're looking at those numbers and what Dak has kind of done to the market, and this is my big reason, I'm sorry, Cowboys fans who are listening, this is the reason why I'm not in on Dak, because I really think a guy like him with a little bit more than mediocre play has kind of pushed this quarterback market really high. And when you talk about all I have to do is get somewhere around 4,000 yards or a little bit under 3,500 yards or right at 3,500 yards, be right at 70 to 75% QBR, and I'm a $100 million guy, $150 million guy now. And I just think it's players like that that have done this to the quarterback market, and that's why Trevor Lawrence is falling in this category.
You mentioned Dak, and we don't know if Dak will get his money from the Cowboys or not, but we have to think he's going to get it somewhere. Dak has at least proven a little more to me than Trevor Lawrence has. I guess we just have a longer history of it with Dak, and his team has been to the playoffs every year. Trevor Lawrence has gone to the playoffs once. They got the win over the Chargers in one of the most epic second half, you can call it comeback or failure on the Chargers part. I'm not sure how you want to do that. I just don't understand why you had to do this deal and why you had to do it now, because you still had 2 years of team control on Trevor Lawrence. This is purely a contract, and we get this a lot in sports, based on potential and not what we've seen on the field. And I'm a big Trevor Lawrence guy. I thought he was going to break out last year, and last year was just so disappointing to me that he didn't, and that Jaguars offense didn't click like I thought it would, and that him and Calvin Ridley didn't click together like I thought it would. The fact of the matter is, nobody on the planet in the quarterback world should be making more than Patrick Mahomes. Nobody should.
No, but Patrick understands, you know, giving a little bit to have more around him.
Absolutely. And that goes back to one of my other points, and this kind of goes back to the Browns to me. As a Browns fan, is Deshaun Watson, at least when they acquired Deshaun Watson, was he better than Baker Mayfield? Probably yes. But I would have rather had Baker Mayfield and my picks and the money and build a better roster around Baker
for what
than what you got Deshaun for.
And what you've given up for Deshaun.
And that's kind of my thing here. These numbers with Mac Jones, and I'm not saying Mac Jones is as good as Trevor Lawrence, but would the Jaguars be better off paying what they're paying Mac Jones and using that money with Trevor Lawrence and building a better roster?
Yeah, I get it. I get it. But the potential is there with Trevor Lawrence, and the health has kind of been there with Trevor Lawrence, and you see him trending in the right direction for a quarterback coming off of the rookie deal. And quarterbacks just aren't on the street, Bake.
I understand.
They're not just walking down High Street. They're not just on Jack's Beach right now. So if you got a guy, you don't want a guy like Trevor to walk, because somebody will pay him that money, and you want to build your franchise around a guy like that. But, I mean, in terms of Dak, and I got to go back to it, I mean, he played in three playoff games in his on his rookie contract, right? He won one.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much difference. There's not much difference in players. So it's just where the quarterback market is, Bake. It's unfortunate. I mean, it's very fortunate, but it's unfortunate for organizations who have to pay these guys who aren't Patrick Mahomes, but you got to pay them like Patrick Mahomes.
The quarterback is such a interesting position, because you can still be a really good team. Like the Browns last year with Flacco and Walker and Watson and all of the differences that happened there. Even the Bengals a little bit with, obviously there was a drop off from Burrow to Browning, but Browning still did pretty good. And that team is still good, so you can get to where you want to go. But you can't, it almost seems like you can't win the Super Bowl anymore without the quarterback. We saw the dominance that Manning and Brady and Roethlisberger had for almost 20 years in the AFC. I think the only other quarterback to crack that and get there was Joe Flacco.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady, the best to ever do it, I think most people would say. He went from New England to Tampa Bay, and not only did just he go to Tampa Bay, he brought a lot of people with him. In the regular season, that was just a two-game difference. They went from a 9-7 team to an 11-5 team. But where that quarterback and where Brady made the difference, and that's where it counts, is in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, with this contract, let's see Trevor do it in the postseason a little bit before we pay him like an upper echelon quarterback, because right now, per year, it's him and Burrow at the top, and he's not in Burrow or Mahomes' league, to me.
Yeah. Now, if he goes in the playoffs this year and he goes in and he makes a deep run, what do you have to pay him if you wait?
you're right, but would it be that much more than what he's getting now?
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't know. Like, who's the next guy that's going to reset? I don't know why every guy has to reset the quarterback market when the guy is getting paid the ninth most amount per year basis, and that's Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think Patrick Mahomes, he's looking at the longevity play. He definitely wants guys around him. He's willing to sacrifice, you know, financially to have more players to help distribute the ball and defend on the opposite side, like keeping guys like Chris Jones there and Travis Kelce healthy and offensive linemen to protect him. But I just think Patrick Mahomes, because he has that mindset and he's been a, you know, so many Super Bowls in his career already, he only cares about winning. Like, Trevor Lawrence should get as much money as possible right now, because you won't ever be Patrick Mahomes, bro. So,
and I'm totally with you on that. If they're going to give it to you, Trevor Lawrence should take it, all of it. Absolutely. But for the Jacksonville Jaguars, this only works to me. This is only a success if they win a Super Bowl. Now, you could have paid him $40 million, $45 million a year maybe, and then it could be a success if you get to a couple AFC championship games or whatnot. You have to win a Super Bowl now with this. Like, the pressure is on Trevor Lawrence, to me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's on him, and he probably wants it all, but man, that is a lot of money for a guy who was just coming up in this league.
3-14 as a rookie, and we know all of the craziness that was the Jacksonville Jaguars that year. 9-8 the next year, and again, they made the playoffs. Then 9-8 last year, and I would argue that 9-8 last year might be a little bit of a disappointment.
Yeah, it's all right, babe. You convinced me. They overpaid him. But you know what? How much is CJ going to get?
I mean, he's got to get a lot, right? Yeah. According to this?
Yeah, according to this.
Now, hopefully, for the Texans' sake, they still got 2, maybe 3 years before they have to do this. Because, again, the Jaguars had 2 more years before this had to be done.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, what's CJ going to get? If Caleb Williams comes out and tears it up, what's he going to get in the future? I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, and because it's going up each year, babe, you kind of got to do it now, because it could get to an astronomical number. It could be 62 by the time he's up.
And you mentioned Dak. What's he going to get, and who's he going to get it from?
Pittsburgh, man.
You never know. But you just made a great point with that for this year with Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Their quarterback room with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields is so cheap, they can build a team, an already pretty good team, around those guys with those savings. I just don't know if it's always worth it
to
pay the quarterback that much, unless you know it's Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow or someone like that.
Yeah, I'm with you. But I mean, at this point, man, Jacksonville got they have their guy, and the ceiling for Trevor Lawrence is very high, and it's time for him to cash out, babe.
And good for him for cashing out. I just don't know if it'll be good for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Hey, we were talking about Patrick Mahomes. Could the Kansas City Chiefs be moving? We'll discuss that next in some pre-snap reads. It's Rothman and Ice on the Fan.
If you haven't thought about Buckeye football today, I'm sorry to tell you that you're dead. Our condolences. Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rothman and Ice present Pre-Snap Reads.
Sponsored by the Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
CB, before we get to some pre-snap reads, let's hit a Bet365.
Absolutely, because at Bet365, we don't do ordinary. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Bake, I know you had an eye on a certain line out there. What is it?
So, I love when the wins, over and unders for the NFL start to come out, and you can look at some of these. And over on Bet365 right now, the over-under, DeVere, for the Pittsburgh Steelers is 7.5 games. This is a team last year.
That's a steal.
A team last year that went 10-7 with Kenny Bickett, Mitch Trubisky, and Mason Rudolph playing quarterback for them this year. I don't think any of us would ever argue that that is better than having Russell Wilson and Justin Fields there as a quarterback this year.
What are the odds?
The over-under is 7.5 wins for the Steelers, so it's minus 200, so I don't love those odds.
Okay.
But like you said, That's basically a steal. 10-7 playoff team last year. They upgraded their quarterback position, and probably it costs them less now at the quarterback position with those two than the three they were paying before. Mike Tomlin has never gone under 500 in a season in his life. So that would tell you there, if that trend stays, that they would at least be 9-8 this year. I don't understand this 7.5. I know other places it's gone up a little bit, but on Bet365, which is what we use here on Rothman and Ice, at -200, that is a steal.
That's a steal. I would put $1,000 on that. That's a good bet.
I think so. $1,000 would win you $500 at those odds.
All right, whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Bet365, the official sports betting partner of the Cleveland Guardians. Download the Bet365 app today. Must be 21 plus. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And may the odds be ever in your favor.
Devere, there's a fight that's about to happen over the Kansas City Chiefs, and it's between the states of Kansas and Missouri. Now, technically, right now, Arrowhead Stadium is in the state of Missouri,
yeah.
And Kansas, they would like to make it their side. They want it to be their side of Kansas City. So Kansas is making a serious run at becoming the new home for the Chiefs. There is bipartisan legislative that has been okayed that is going to use state bonds to help finance a new stadium, practice facilities for not only the Kansas City Chiefs, but the Kansas City Royals as well. We may think, who cares? It's still in Kansas City. Don't tell that to people to live out there, though. There is a major, I'm not from Kansas City on the Kansas side. I'm from Missouri and vice versa. I got a buddy that lives out there, and it is funny how much of a fight this is.
No, and this has been, obviously this has been going on as long as time, but this is one of the unique, like, situations in the NFL. It's almost like the New York Jets and the New York Giants are in New Jersey, and they're New York teams. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately for the players and the coaches, because you work in New Jersey and you, in your address for your team is in New York, you pay taxes in both states, and it sucks. And so for Kansas City, I'm pretty sure that this is the same thing. And you're paying taxes in Kansas and in Missouri because the team name. It's just, it confuses me, though. It confuses me. And so, in Kansas, what city would it be in?
So, both are Kansas City, but there's Kansas City, Kansas, and there's Kansas City, Missouri. Now, I'm not sure if it's going to be a suburb or whatnot. They haven't said that.
There we go.
It's just Kansas themselves have said, we're going to put this money out there. The mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, has said that they are going to lay out a good offer as well. So, this is going to be interesting to see. Are the Chiefs going to be Kansas City, Missouri Chiefs or the Kansas City, Kansas Chiefs?
Wow, that's crazy. You know what they should do? They should split four home games and have two stadiums and play in both places.
There you go.
And then when you're not playing in that place, you practice in another place.
I'm sure I would say make everyone happy, but I'm sure people are still going to be angry as well. It's funny, that KU Missouri thing out there, man, it is real. I wouldn't have ever believed it if I hadn't been out there and seen it. I think this is pretty cool. And Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
What do you think of Matt Ryan?
As an analyst?
And his career as a quarterback.
Oh, man. He had all the potential coming out of Boston College. I just remember him as a player. But he'll forever be the guy that gave up that lead in the Super Bowl to the Patriots, man. And, like, it's just like,
you know, that's unfortunate that we feel that way because he's probably one of the best to ever do it that hasn't won a Super Bowl. The Falcons recognize that as well, though. They will be adding Matt Ryan to their Ring of Honor this year. So that's pretty cool.
I respect that.
Matt Ryan, 14 seasons with the Falcons, of course. That Super Bowl where they gave up that 28-3 halftime lead, he set franchise records for career passing yards, just under 60,000, passing touchdowns, 367. He had a passer rating of 94.6, and he led the Falcons to 5 postseason berths. He had a record of 120 and 102 in the regular season.
When I think of Matt Ryan, Bake, I, I don't really think about the Julio and the Mohamed Sanu and the Taylor Gabriel receiver core. I think of Michael Jenkins, Roddy White, Harry Douglas, and Tony Gonzalez. Like, he had some dudes around mm-hmm. him when he first got there.
Yeah.
And that was really helped those numbers. I mean, you're throwing the ball to Mike Jenkins and Tony Gonzalez. That's crazy. And a young Roddy White. Like, Algie Crumpler.
He was a good one.
He was a good one.
He was a big dude.
He's a big dude.
Ryan's ceremony will be October 3rd when the Falcons host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Week 5. Other members of the Falcons Ring of Honor, Steve Bartkowski, Deion Sanders, Warrick Dunn, Willie Andrews, Gerald Riggs, Jeff Van Note, Jesse Tuggle, Tommy Nobis, Todd McClure, Mike Kinn, Roddy White, who you mentioned, and Claude Humphrey. So good on the Falcons there, recognizing one of their best quarterbacks ever in Matt Ryan. Daniel Snyder, he is still costing the Washington Commanders money. The Commanders have agreed to a $1.3 million settlement following Virginia season ticket deposit investigation. Basically, people were putting deposits down on season tickets, and for whatever reason, that wasn't happening for them, and then they weren't giving the deposits back. So this has been a huge thing. This was all when Daniel Snyder mm-hmm. was still the owner of the Commanders at the time. Just a ridiculous thing there for people. They've already returned $600,000 in deposits to roughly 475 season ticket holders. They've had an additional $700,000 now in penalties and costs of part of this 2-year investigation.
Have you got into Clipped?
No, I don't even know what Clipped is.
So Clipped, it's a TV show, and it's based around the LA Clippers. Okay. And their owner and just how everything kind of went down, right? And I hope that Hulu starts doing sports dramas, TV shows to really break it down, because I would love to see the Dan Snyder show. I would love to, like, just the whole Jay Gruden and the thing with the cheerleaders and just the Redskins and the Commanders, just all that whole fight. I'm not giving up my team. Like, it would be such a good TV show.
The 30 for 30 is going to be amazing. No, you know it's coming at some time.
No,
but
not
you're talking
TV.
About more, a though. TV. Yeah.
You got to watch Clip, Bake. You got to watch Clip because it has Lawrence Fishburne, it's Doc Rivers, and, Ed O'Neill, he's Donald Sterling. And Shelley Sterling, she's played by Jackie Weaver. And then... You're going to be laughing at the people they cast for Blake Griffin and Chris Paul. Like, it's just hilarious.
I'm already laughing. I don't know.
And DeAndre
know.
Jordan. But if they start doing shows for like behind the scenes on sports franchises, Dan Snyder has to be next.
It'd be a good one for sure. Those are your pre-snap reads for today. How good is DeVere at building a wide receiver room? We'll find out next. Rothman and Ice on the Fan.
Tweet from a listener. Are you carrying the Buckeye game today? Considering we've never not carried one? Yes. The answer is yes. The Fan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play, from the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
Whether it's a walk-off granny or a base hit to center field, whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 and older, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the sweet spot between the over and the under. You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
Yes, you are. Ryan Baker, DeVere Posey filling in for the fellas today. Glad to have you along here on Rothman and Ice. DeVere, you are a Cincinnati guy, so
absolutely.
I'm taking a chance here, but I'm assuming you're a Skyline Chili guy.
You know me so well.
I knew you had to be. Yeah. Skyline Chili, just like this weather out here, is turning up the heat this summer with their Hot Met Cheese Conies, your favorite Skyline Conies made with a Hot Met from Queen City Sausage. If you like spicy, you are going to love Skyline's new Hot Met Conies. Don't wait. Hot Met Conies are only at participating restaurants for a limited time. We want you to have a lot of those new Hot Met Conies. So we've got a $50 Skyline gift card to give away right now. Devere, right. I just figure it's only appropriate. Caller number 8, right?
Yeah.
Since you wore 8.
Wait, you're looking at me. Am I getting $50?
I'm joking. Well, I mean, if you can get someone to be the 8th caller, I don't know. Or we can talk to Scotty Vegas and maybe hook you up. 8th caller right now, 614-821-9710, will win that $50 Skyline gift card. Let's spend some more money here, Devere. Pro Football Focus had a pretty cool thing, I think. It said $10 for you to build the perfect wide receiver room. Here are the categories. You got two receivers at the top that are $6, Justin Jefferson and Tyreek Hill. Then there's five that cost $5, CeeDee Lamb, Ja'Marr Chase, A.J. Brown, Devontae Adams, and St. Brown from the Detroit Lions. $4, Stephon Diggs, Brandon Ayuk, D.J. Moore, Mike Evans, Puka Nacua. In the $3 category, Debo Samuel, Cooper Kupp, Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle, Garrett Wilson. Then for $2, you could get Nico Collins, DK Metcalf, Keenan Allen, Terry McLaurin, T. Higgins. And then at $1, George Pickens, Marvin Harrison Jr., Roma Dunze, Malik Nabers, and Chris Olave. Now, I have my team here. I have my receiver room ready. Do you have yours?
I went to my savings, and I'm going to spend $30. Because I got three different teams.
I don't think that's the rule, but we can break them down and see which one we like best.
This is so much fun just doing this game, man. This is super cool because you got some value down there with $1 with some potential.
Some potential on the rookies.
Yeah. But they also did George Pickens and Chris Olave pretty dirty. They're for $1. And I think that's crazy. That's value. And then you got some good $2 value. You got some vets. You got some guys who've done it for a long time. You got some guys who've been paid. One guy that's incentivized to get paid in T. Higgins. So what do you want to...
Let me ask you this before we get into our team. Did they do Ja'Marr Chase dirty by not having him up there with Justin Jefferson and Tyreek Hill?
I mean, no. I mean, it's okay. I know everybody tries to put him, against each other. I think the only thing... For Ja'Marr Chase, he had that one injury where he missed a lot of good time where the Bengals were making a push. And I think that kind of separated him, too, in stats a little bit during his time out. But, he's probably in his right category.
So I think more people would want to hear yours. So let's make them wait for yours since let's you played the position. Here's what I did. I tried to go diversity here and also some value and get quality. I wanted to have at least four guys in my wide receiver room.
I went kind
of quality. So first off, you got to have a stud, though. You got to have a star. I went Ja'Marr Chase.
Okay.
I think for that $5 value, it's better than Jefferson and Tyreek Hill there. I think Ja'Marr Chase is probably better than Tyreek Hill. Mm-hmm. If I was taking one, I would take Ja'Marr Chase over Tyreek Hill. Mm-hmm. So I went Ja'Marr Chase. I've got my game breaker there, my stud, my number one. Then I went to a guy that I know is going to be consistent and a guy that can be kind of like my possession receiver. I went Cooper Kupp.
Okay.
With my second pick there. So I've got my burner in Chase, and I've got my possession guy in Kupp. Then I went with a guy who I think is the best value on the board, and obviously we've got Buckeye blinders towards him, but I love him. He's a guy that does everything, and that is Chris Olave. So I went there, and then I went the potential of a young guy as well, and again, I hate to be Buckeye homer, but Marvin Harrison Jr. for just $1, that's pretty cheap too. So
wait, how much? Wait.
What are we doing here?
Chase is $5.
Mm-hmm.
Cooper Kupp
is $3, and the other two are $1.
Okay.
So I got my four guys there. I feel like my guys are very versatile, very good, and I think that's a quality wide receiver.
Who was your last one?
Olave? Marvin Harrison Jr.
MH2?
And Chris Olave.
Okay. MH2. I'm just right now. I'm just counting. I'm counting your pockets right now.
You're trying to make sure I'm not cheating.
I'm counting your pockets. All right. So look. So I like this group. So I'm going to go with someone who's highly productive for good value. going into his second year. He did it with his eyes closed. I'm going to go Pro Bowl wide receiver Puka Nacua.
I love Puka.
Yeah. Puka Doncic is what I call him. So I'm going to go with him. Then I'm going to go with the highly productive Garrett Wilson, who has a healthy Aaron Rodgers, who's incentivized to save the whole Jets organization with his good play, because if not, that thing is getting blown up.
And we couldn't have a DeVere team without a Buckeye either, so.
It's just going to happen. And so, after that, I'm going to take value. I think the best value on the board is hands down Terry McLaurin for $2.
Really? More than Olave?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to take Terry. And then I'm going to double down and go get that value that you're talking about, and I'm going to get Olave for $1.
Okay. So we've got one that's the same in Chris Olave.
Yeah.
So you've got Puka. Yep. You've got Garrett Wilson. You've got Terry McLaurin, and you've got Chris Olave. I've got Jamar Chase, Cooper Kupp, Marvin Harrison Jr., and Chris Olave. Now, CB didn't know we were going to do this, but I'm going to bring CB in here. Of those two wide receiver rooms that we built here, again, DeVere has Puka, Garrett Wilson, Terry McLaurin, Chris Olave. I've got Jamar Chase, Cooper Kupp, Marvin Harrison Jr., and Chris Olave. Which one do you like better?
That's tough because I think I want to lean with the guy I think that's going to be better for the Rams offense this year, because of while I like Cooper Kupp, I'm worried about his injury consistencies with that. I think I will go with the Puka Nacua side because I am a little biased in having him in pretty much every single fantasy format possible.
Absolutely.
I will go with DeVere on that.
Okay.
So. And the Buckeyes that I got. I got three of them.
You do
of
have course, three Buckeyes.
You both have Chris Olave, which speaks to my heart. But yeah. Yes, no, I think Puka Nacua wins out over Cooper Kupp.
Right. It's kind of crazy we picked two Rams receivers. You want to hear my other two real quick?
Well, you got it. Okay, yeah. You made some other teams as well. So
I spent the bag fast. I just got Chase and St. Brown on one of them.
Oh, wow. You just went two guys. You went quality over quantity.
It's like I'm spending all my money. And then another one, I spent $5 on CeeDee Lamb, $2 on Nico Collins, and $3 on Garrett Wilson. But I like the first one that I came up with. I think that's more value.
And I think the four-guy receiver room,
yeah.
I like that a little better because that's a full receiver room.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have... If you just got two guys like your one, obviously they're both quality guys.
Yeah, if one's out, then I'm watching the game hoping that the other guy kills it.
Yeah, for sure. So that's a fun little thing. Again, that was from Pro Football Focus. So you could go find that tweet and do it yourself and see if you could come up with a wide receiver room better than the guy that played the position, DeVere Posey over here. CB said that his was a little better than mine. CB, did we get a winner for our Skyline Chili gift card?
Yeah, congrats to Robert in Plain City. He was the lucky number 8.
So Robert is going to be eating a lot of those new Hot Met Conies from Skyline with $50.
Yes, sir.
Cincinnati guy, you got to love Skyline.
I just wonder which locations they're at. I'm not saying I'm going to go over there, but I just want to know if it's the location in Pickerington because I might stop by.
There's one right down the street from me on Rome Hilliard as well. Yep. We'll have to see if they're one of those ones as well. We will wrap up the show coming up next, and we will tell the truth. Ryan Baker, DeVere Posey, and for the fellas, Rothman and Ice on the Fan.
We test marketed naming the show A Guy and His Butlers.
Oh, that is very touching.
But we thought Bishop and Friends had a better ring to it.
Weekday mornings at 9.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Tell the truth with Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Twin Peaks. Experience the Sports Lodge mentality.
All right, CB, let's wrap up this show and tell a little truth.
All right, real quick. I don't know if you got to see I would call it an attempt at a first pitch at the Twins game last night for J.J. McCarthy. The question I have to ask you is this. Tell the truth. What grade would you give that first pitch attempt?
I mean, Devere, it's an F. There's only one grade it can be, is an F. You are a quarterback. What you do for a profession is throw a ball. Now, I know it's a little different, and there's a mound, but that ball would have been behind a left-handed batter in the box, and it went all the way to the backstop. You have got to do better. You're a first-round quarterback. You have got to do better than that on the mound.
Yeah, I'm giving him an F, too, CB, and that's the truth.
And that, my boy, is the damn truth.
All right, next up, we talked a little bit earlier about both the playoffs. Now that the NBA's done, NHL Stanley Cup Final still going on. The Oilers send it back to Edmonton for Game 6. Question is, tell the truth, will this go to a Game 7?
I'm going to say that the Panthers get it done. That was a real emotional win from the Oilers. And, you know, it's good for them to build momentum. But I just think the Panthers are going to regroup and get it done and bring that trophy home on that plane.
So I did not think that it was going to go to a Game 6. Mm-hmm. I thought that the Panthers would wrap it up last night. Connor McDavid was absolutely brilliant. The play he made on the assist to Corey Perry just shows why this guy is the best hockey player on the planet. I just don't think goalie Bob is going to have another. I think he's going to revert back to those first three games in his form. Not that he was bad in the last game. Like I said, Connor McDavid was so brilliant. But I think the Florida Panthers get it done. I think we do not see a Game 7.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Why you always lying?
All right, today's fan poll. The question is Caleb Downs is sitting down in the the running back meetings over at Ohio State. What other Buckeye would be a great two-way player? Sonny Styles, Lincoln Keenholz, or Jelani Thurman?
So I don't think the right player is on here. I don't know who the right player would be. If I've got to go from these three, I think I'm going to say Lincoln Keenholz because I think he's just such a great athlete, and we know he was great at baseball and basketball as well in high school. So I think of these three, I would pick Lincoln. And part of that is I saw Sonny play offense in high school a little bit. I'll tell you a guy who I would like to see, though, play both ways. And again, I saw this in high school as well, is Aaron Scott Jr. That guy's a heck of an athlete. He played a lot of receiver at Springfield, and he was also a Wildcat-type quarterback. Yeah. I think Aaron Scott might be the appropriate answer here, but if we're going these three, me personally, I'm picking Lincoln.
I'm going with Jeremiah Smith at safety. He's not on the list. I just think he would be a yes, he's a great receiver. He's going to be a great receiver. I don't know if he's like Calvin Johnson, you know, great yet, but like, if he played safety, he would be like the Calvin Johnson of safeties. That makes
sense.
Why
you always lying?
All right, next up, I believe we will have this answer based off of the segment we just did prior to this. But the question is tell the truth. Which rookie wide receiver will make the biggest impact this upcoming season?
Man, I'm going to go with Marvin Harrison Jr., obviously, but I almost said Rome because I just think they have a lot of stuff going on, and I just think some way, somehow, he just develops himself as the number one wide receiver. But Marvin is a lock. He's going to take it. I'm just not that sure in Kyler Murray.
It's funny. I think the appropriate answer is Marv.
Yep.
He's the number one guy in Arizona. If Kyler Murray is healthy, I think that's a different ball game for him. The other guy I was thinking right away was Rome Odunze, too, because mm-hmm. he's not the number one guy in Chicago right now. He's probably the number three,
mm-hmm.
and he could, you know, maybe not have as defenses keen on him as much. Defenses are going to key on Marv. Rome Odunze, they won't be, so maybe that's him.
Mm-hmm.
I think another guy here is Ladd McConkey from the Chargers. We talked about the Chargers. They don't have a lot of depth in their receiver room. Yeah. Quentin Johnson struggled catching the ball last year, but if we're telling the truth, the answer is Marvin Harrison Jr.
You calling me a liar?
I ain't calling you a truther.
All right, the last question I have for you today. Rory McIlroy has been talked about a lot this week on he left the tournament as fast as he possibly could after DeChambeau won this past weekend. But my question to you is, tell the truth, will McIlroy ever recover from this collapse at the end of the tournament and win another major in his career?
I think so. I think he's having a time in his life and in his career where life, career, work, marriage, they all just kind of clash sometimes, and it's hard for you to just distill everything and get to that focus about what you do. And I think he's making steps in his personal life to be able to get back to focus on the course. I think he will.
So maybe it's not just overcoming this one. These are kind of stacking up for Rory here. He's got four majors in his career, but he hasn't won one in a decade now.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons I'm not the biggest Rory fan, and this is probably going to surprise some people. I know it'll surprise Scotty Vegas and Dave Biddle, but
yeah.
I'm going to say he's only 35 years old.
Yeah.
There's no Tiger Woods anymore to compete with for these things, who probably took a lot from him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Rory will get one. I will hate it because I'm not a Rory fan, but I think he does get at least one more.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
And the truth shall set you free!
CB, thanks so much for getting those ready for us. If you missed the breaking news during the show, not great news for the Buckeye basketball team. Sophomore guard Tayson Chapman is going to miss the year with a torn ACL, the same knee that he had a meniscus procedure on that kind of faltered his freshman year last year at the beginning. Devere, we talked about it a lot earlier, but just tough news for this kid who went through the meniscus last year, then the concussion, plus the transferring to college from high school. Just a lot on this young man, and hope that he recovers from this and comes back full.
Man, that's all we can hope for, and that he gets the mental reps that he needs. He can support his teammates this season and just really bounce back and have a, you know, I hope he gets redshirted so he can, you know, have his time here. But just being a big support and getting in that training room, and I hope his teammates surround him with love so that he can bounce back.
A bummer for Coach Diebler, because everything has been so positive for him from, you know, getting the interim job, then getting the head coaching job, all the momentum with the transfers and the recruiting, getting Marcus Johnson and all of that. So a big setback for him and a bummer for him. We'll maybe hear him talk about that later tonight, as he will be live in a studio for the first half hour of the Buckeye Show. Make sure you catch that later tonight. Also, in case you missed anything from Brendan Gulick, the publisher of Buckeyes Now, or Dylan Tyre, the radio pre and host game host on the Blue Jackets Radio Network, you can get the show podcast form wherever you get your audio. Make sure you like and subscribe. Devere, it has been a blast hanging out with you, filling in for the fellas today.
It's a fun one, man. Absolutely. Had a great time.
It always goes so fast.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
You think, man, we got 3 hours, but it's gone in the blink of an eye, my friend.
Absolutely, man. It's a good one, and I'm looking forward to coming back tomorrow, Columbus.
Common Man and T-Bone are up next. Thanks to all of you for listening. This has been Rothman and Ice on The Fan.
If you miss a live show, you can catch the podcast. If you miss the podcast, our hosts have volunteered to have dinner with you.
Bah, the meatloaf!
The Fan. This is a Fan Action Update.
This NFL Action Update is brought to you by Tipico. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. The Indianapolis Colts have the third best odds to win the AFC South at +330. Their odds to make the playoffs this season are +145 to make and -180 to miss. Over-under season win total sits at 8.5 games. And the Colts are 55-1 to win the Super Bowl. Good for a tie for the 20th best odds in the NFL. For your Tipico Action Update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM HD1 Columbus. The Fan.
Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Paul Keels. A Brian Reynolds home run gave Pittsburgh all they needed when a 1-0 win over the Cincinnati Reds today in Pittsburgh. Cleveland Guardians will try and break a 3-game losing streak when they continue their series at home with Seattle. Columbus Clippers continue their road series at Worcester, Massachusetts. Soccer, Columbus Crew on the road tonight facing Inter Miami, who will be without Lionel Messi. He's participating with Argentina in Copa America. College hoops, Ohio State sophomore guard Tayson Chapman will miss the entire upcoming season with a knee injury suffered during summer workouts that required surgery. Chapman played in 16 games for the Buckeyes last season. Detroit Pistons today fired head coach Monty Williams. After 1 year, they'll owe him $65 million. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Grab a napkin while shrinking your waistline. How? By making a Bacon 180 with Awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news. When it happens on the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play, from the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
Whether it's a walk-off granny or a base hit to center field, whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 and older, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.